it's considered one of the ACEs, which is your adverse childhood experience. And so I know there's this whole debate if kids with incarcerated parents are more likely to be incarcerated themselves, but it's the trauma that we really need to focus on. It's feeling the shame, because a lot of times people are saying, oh, if your parent is in jail or prison, they must be bad. And so as a 9-year-old trying to understand the person you love unconditionally is bad, and then when you go to the visiting rooms, you have to go through so many leaps just to get to hug your parent, like my dad was saying, or maybe you don't get to. Now it's behind a glass, and your relationship has to be only behind a glass. And as a kid, it's traumatizing because you don't understand the person that you loved unconditionally. All of a sudden, you don't have a relationship with them, and people are telling you how to have a relationship. So it's been nice with my dad being out as we decide how we have our relationship. We're going to either talk every day, text, plan how we visit each other. If I want to give my dad a 5-minute hug, I can give him a 5-minute hug, not worrying about the guard is thinking that I'm sneaking him drugs.
In this scene from the film, Jessica talks to a class at Solano State Prison. The prisoners are learning about their triggers for violence and making plans to ignore and transcend those triggers going forward.
If you do get visits, please talk to your family about what you're learning in your classes, because that allows you to build a relationship with your children, because it really helps us deal with the shame or maybe feeling isolated, because when you have a loved one who's incarcerated for so long, the outside world, you still feel that stigma. You might feel like, you know what, I'm okay with my story, but you do feel the stigma every day. And so when you're allowed to have those deep conversations, it allows you to build the trust and the relationship you need with your parent.
According to filmmaker John Beck, the politics of incarceration is swinging solidly toward treatment and reform. And this is good news for programs that recognize the value of family connections for prisoners.
You know, I think the only thing Democrats and Republicans have agreed on in the last 2 or 3 years is that prison reform bill. So that's very telling. I also think Governor Brown was under orders from the Supreme Court to reduce prison overcrowding. So guys who never thought they would get out were starting to get out, who were lifers. And so I think they're realizing that if these inmates are able to have a productive relationship with their kids, then when they get out, they're going to be less likely to reoffend.
As for Fred Stillman, now a free man, it could be said that the combination of successful therapy and the strengthening of his family connections is what got him out of prison and is keeping him out.
And Julie brought in the granddaughter, and that was a real big deal. That's little Mariah. I really loved her. When I first held her, I felt, this is my granddaughter. I really love her. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get out, to be with my granddaughter. And then I have a grandson. And then my other son got me a grandson. We hang out with him all the time. So life is good to be out.
Released murderer and family man Fred Stillman. He's featured in the documentary Invisible Bars on KRCB TV 22 Monday night at 9. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.